man, oh man, that's sharp and clear. That's the absolute finest television set I ever did see.
Yeah, well, how you know that that's such a fine television set, Andy? You ain't even got the thing turned on.
Don't need to turn this set on to know it's the greatest, Amos. Just look at the nameplate. See what it says? CBS.
Oh, CBS, yeah, that makes it the greatest. Sight unseen, boy, yeah.
CBS Columbia, makers of CBS television and radio receivers, present transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Fred Clark, Rex Evans, Charlie Cantor, Ralph Moody, Lud Gluskin's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Freeman Gosden. You know, I read something in the papers the other day that surprised me a great deal. It was a survey about the television sets now in use in American homes. It showed that in this day and age, there are 6.5 million families that still may be watching TV on sets with screens 16 inches and smaller. Now, if you are one of these 6.5 million families, you really ought to find out about the tremendous advances that have been made to give you big, modern 21-inch sets for much less money than your present small-screen set cost you. Now, we'll be telling you more about these later, but these new wonderful CBS Columbia television sets are now available. Meantime, remember that these sets are manufactured by CBS Columbia, a division of the Columbia Broadcasting System, the greatest name in home entertainment.
When the kingfish got home tonight, much to his surprise, he found Sapphire and her mother with their bags packed and their hats and coats on.
George, Mom and I is leaving right away. My sister Imogene is getting married and we're going to Baltimore to the wedding.
Oh, yeah! My little Imogene is finally going to tie the knot.
Yeah, well, I ain't surprised. I knew when she got rid of them warts on her head, she'd have a chance. Her cranium had more bumps on it than the beanbag.
Why, George, they was just beauty marks. Imogene was always considered the beauty of our family.
Being the beauty of that family is like being the prettiest fish head in a bowl of boulabaisse.
Why, George Stevens, don't you knock my family. After all, you must have seen something in Sapphire when you married her.
Yeah, I suppose I did, but after 25 years, I'm still trying to figure out what it was.
Well, now that you brought the matter up, George, you wasn't such a prize neither, with your droopy eyes and your protruding Adam's apple. Why, every time you talk, you look like an ostrich swallowing tangerines.
Oh, daughter, we can't stand here and exchange pleasantries with this idiot. Our taxi is waiting. We don't want to miss our train.
Yeah, don't do that. No, don't miss nothing, no.
Now, listen, George. You listen to me. Before I goes, the landlord ain't taking no nonsense, so I put the $50 rent money in this envelope. He'll be around tomorrow for it, so don't let nothing happen to the money.
Don't worry. Nothing will happen to the money.
Well, see that it don't. Goodbye, George.
Goodbye, Sapphire.
Goodbye, George.
Goodbye, Mama. You messy old creep.
What's that?
Hey, goodbye, Mama. I'll miss you a heap. That's all I'm saying. Well, Andy, walk with me back to the apartment, will you?
Okay, Kingfish.
Yeah, I got $50 of Sapphire left me in this envelope here, and I got to give it to the landlord before he lock us out the place. He is a mean...
Hey, look there on the curb. There's a woman's pocketbook. Hot dog, look at that.
Yeah, I'll get the thing, Andy, before somebody else eyeballs the thing. I tell you, I'd lucky...
Excuse me, old chap. I do believe I saw that pocketbook first. Oh, I didn't see you there, but I do believe that I seated first. My friend here, 20/20 Vision Brown, will testify to that.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir.
Now, see here. All I'm interested in is finding the rightful owner of the pocketbook. I think the first step is to open it and see if we can find some clue to its ownership.
Yeah, I was afraid of that, yeah.
Here we are.
Let me see in there. Holy mackerel. It's loaded with money. Look at that. Yeah.
Yes, I'd wager there's $200 or $300 in there.
Yeah, well, too bad there ain't no name and address in there. We just gonna have to split it.
Just a moment, old chap. There are some credentials in here.
Yeah, well, we'll split them, too. Come on.
I mean identification.
Oh, identification.
Yes, the pocketbook belongs to a Mrs. Robert Gunther, 1536 Riverside Drive. Telephone number here, too. What say I pop in and give her a buzz from the apothecary's?
Well, we ain't got much time. Why don't you go in the drugstore here and call her on the phone?
That's exactly what I had in mind. We might catch her in a gratuitous mood.
Is that good or bad to catch her like that? Is that good?
She might offer a reward.
Reward. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, get her on the phone right away.
I'll be right back, old biscuit.
Yeah, hurry up, old cracker crumb. Kind of peculiar accent that fella had, huh, Kingfish?
Yeah, he didn't seem to have a good grip on the English language, do he? Must be some kind of foreigner, I guess. Yeah, let's watch him through the window here.
Yeah, look at him there. He's in the phone booth. Yeah, he's talking to somebody on the telephone now.
Yeah, I bet he got that Ms. Gunther. Yeah, that's who he got, Ms. Gunther, eh?
Yeah, and I hope he caught her in that spituitous mood.
Yeah, me too, eh? He talking there, all right. Yeah, now he's hanging up, yeah. Yeah, he coming now. Yeah, he done hung up, you see. He coming out here.
Yeah, here he comes. Yeah, here he comes now.
Well, I got Mrs. Gunther. She was simply overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, in round figures, just how much was she overwhelmed?
Well, she said she lost her pocketbook while she was shopping this morning. She said she's coming over here and has $100 reward for us.
$100 reward?
Yes. Inasmuch as we found the pocketbook together, I thought we might split the reward 50-50. How does that set with you?
Well, it squats pretty good with me, yeah.
Well, I think that's fair. I do hope Mrs. Gunter hurries, though.
Why? You gotta get someplace, mister?
Yes, I have a rather important meeting in my office. I strongly dislike keeping my solicitor waiting.
Yeah, well, now, if you're in a hurry, mister, why, you can just give us the pocketbook and we'll be glad to...
No. I shan't want to miss out on my share of the reward.
Oh, shan't you, huh?
No, after all, when Mrs. Gunther gets here, she might decide to extend her generosity even further.
Yeah, well, now, I was just thinking the same thing. Now, look, mother, if you in a hurry, I got $50 right here in my pocket, and I give you your share of the reward. Then when Mrs. Gunther gets here, why, then want to extend her generosity, we could get in touch with you later and all that stuff. You know.
Well, I guess that'll be all right. You'll surely wait for Mrs. Gunther.
Oh, surely.
Oh, yeah, sir. Yeah, sir. Here you are, mother. Yeah, wait a minute. I'll count it right out your $30, $40, $50. There you is.
Well, thank you. Now I shan't have to keep my solicitor waiting. Toodaloo, old bean.
Yeah, and a few beans to you, too.
Well, anyways, 10 minutes to 10. Now all we got to do is wait here for Mrs. Gunther to arrive and extend her generosity.
Kingfish, it's 4:15. You think Mrs. Gunther and her generosity is ever going to show up here?
Well, I can't understand what happened, Andy. 6 hours ago, old Biscuithead said she'd pop right over here.
Yeah. Kingfish, I got a funny feeling.
Yeah?
You think maybe we ought to do a little purse peeking here and see if that $500 is all right? See if the moths got at it or something like that looking in there?
Yeah, good idea, Andy. Now, we don't want nobody to see us doing this here.
No.
Wait a minute, I'll open it under my coat here, and you can kind of look in there, peek in there. What do you see there? Can you see anything?
Say, Kingfish, unless they is making money out of watered silk, there ain't nothing in there but a lining.
Let me see here. Holy mackerel, Andy, it's empty. We've been gypped. I done lost the rent money. Oh, Andy, what is it going to do?
Now, take it easy, Kingfish. I'll pop into Apothecary here and get us both aspirin.
Yeah, sure. Well, come on, Andy. Walk with me upstairs to my apartment, will you?
Yeah, this is sure a mess, ain't it?
Yeah, I done telephoned police headquarters and talked to a man down there by the name of Sergeant Mulvaney. He said that lost purse gimmick is nothing but a confidence game.
Yeah, but Kingfish, we seed the money in there.
Yeah, but don't you see, that's why the phony Englishman went in the phone booth. He didn't call nobody. He just went in there to take the money out of the pocketbook. And I was owed $50.
Yeah, and that was money for the landlord. You don't suppose your landlord would come up there and take a... Hey, Kingfish, look at your apartment door. A big brass padlock.
Oh, me, Andy. Sapphire and her mama will be back Monday from Baltimore. Andy, what in the world is I going to do when them two grizzlies get home and find out they're going to have to be hibernating it in the Bowery Mission? Oh!
And here is a special little scene with Andy and the Kingfish.
Say, Kingfish, why is you sitting there with your hands on top of your head?
Well, this is my homework, Andy. I was taking a mail order course in phrenology. That's the science of reading a person's mind from the bumps on his head.
Oh, that's ridiculous, Kingfish. I ain't got no thoughts so big that they raise bumps on my head.
Well, let me demonstrate to you, Andy. Now, just think of something that you want real bad.
Okay, I was thinking.
You sure you is now, Andy? I can feel the bumps sprouting out. Now, this here is called the bump of desire. It means you desires to own a brand new 21-inch television set. And next to that bump is the bump of judgment. That said that this new set has got to be a CBS television set and nothing less. Now, this great big bump right here, that's the bump of laziness. That means that you is tired of twiddling around with them little tuning knobs, and you don't want to bend down and squint at the numbers no more. You wants that new sweep tuning that's on the CBS television sets, the laziest tuning there is.
Kingfish, so far, you was hitting them bumps of mine right on the head.
Now, steady, boy. I got some more bumps here. This bump here says expanded screen, meaning the biggest 21-inch picture in TV. This bump here says aluminized picture tube, meaning the brightest picture in TV. This bump here says filterized glass to eliminate the eye strain and reflection that you get on ordinary screen. And this one here, that's the bump of economy. Say, why pay more when you can get all these on CBS television sets at the happiest price in all TV? Come to think of it, Andy, a man with these kind of bumps has got a mighty fine head on his shoulders. Well, that's the whole story, Calhoun. I fell for that pocketbook gimmick and lost my wife's rent money. I done give the man $50, and he turned out to be a crook.
Kingfish, you is suffering from that old Latin affliction known as giganticus cranius blubberitis.
Giganticus cranius blubberitis? What do that mean?
You is a great big fathead.
Calhoun, look here. I sure I is. Now, look here. I done called Sergeant Mulvaney or somebody down at the police station... Yeah. And he say that they're going to try to trace the fella, but I guess they ain't much hope in finding him.
Well, now, wait a minute, Chair. If somebody done gimmicked you, the thing for you to do is use the gimmick to gimmick somebody else.
Yeah, well, I could try it, but where would I get the money to flash in the pocketbook? I broke.
Well, you're only going to need the money for about a half hour. I'll tell you what you could do. You could hock something over at Friendly Fred's pawn shop.
Yeah, hock something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Friendly Fred has always been a pal of mine.
Yeah.
Calhoun, I don't like to pull this con game on somebody else. All I want to do is get my money back, but I'm desperate.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do it. Only thing is, my conscience going to bother me.
Yeah, I know about that conscience. You know, that reminds me of my father. He went bankrupt once in business, but he told my mother, he said he going to pay off every one of his creditors. He always had that on his mind.
He did, huh?
Yeah. So my dear sweet mama sent him around to every one of her relatives. And he borrowed a few dollars here and a few dollars there.
but he only had this one thing on his mind. Yes, sir, at the end of a week, he done raised $2,000 in cash.
And he took the money and paid back the creditors, huh? That's what he had on his mind.
Heck no! He run off to Mexico with his secretary. Oh.
Kingfish, you think you can get $100 from Friendly Fred the pawnbroker so you can work the gimmick, huh?
Yeah, I done talked the landlord into letting me into the apartment. I got sapphire silver candlesticks in this paper bag here, and I gonna raise the dough on these.
But you think Friendly Fred will let you have the $100?
Oh, Friendly Fred has always been doing me favors. Yeah, okay. Well, come on in there. Let's get on in there.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute, King. Look at that tall, thin fella behind the cage there. That ain't Friendly Fred.
No, that ain't Friendly Fred. This boy really got a mean face, ain't he?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, last time I see the face that mean, it was staring at me from back of a counterfeit quarter.
Well, who you think he is, Kingfish?
Oh, I guess Fred's got a new clerk here. Wait a minute, I'll handle the boy. I'll brush him off right away.
Yeah, give it to him good.
Yeah, watch me handle him. Excuse me, mister. But where's the fat, jovial-looking fella that's always here?
He sold out.
Well, who is you?
As of 9 o'clock this morning, I'm Friendly Fred.
Then the old Friendly Fred ain't here no more?
No. I bought the business, the stock, the fixtures, and the cheerful goodwill.
Excuse me a minute, Mother. Manny, what did you think?
I think Friendly Fred shortchanged this boy on the cheerful goodwill. Now,
what do you want?
Well, I'd like to pawn these beautiful silver candlesticks. How much would you give me on them?
$25.
$25? What would you do if I told you I wanted $100 for them?
Throw you out in the street.
Holy mackerel. His name must be Friendly Fred Malenkoff.
Look, Mother, besides the candlesticks, I tell you what I'm going to do. I got my gold watch here and my pearl studs, and he'll get hit this right here, and here my diamond stick pin. Would you let me have the $100 if I threw it all them in there?
Well, I'll let you have $100.
All right, sir, but I sure hope this gimmick works, because if it don't, there's only one thing for me to do, and that's to shoot myself.
If you get that desperate, come back here. I'll give you a break.
Oh, let me have some more money?
I'll let you have a $50 revolver for $49.50.
Oh, now wait a minute. I got the $100 here. Now, I done rolled it up so it looked like a lot more money than it is. See there?
Yeah.
I put it in the pocketbook here. Then we goes out and find some sucker.
Yeah, boy, that's the thing.
Yeah, now, after we pulls the gimmick a couple of times, I'll have enough to unhock the candlesticks and pay the landlord.
Yeah. Now, you sure you got the gimmick straight?
Oh, certainly. Now, I got the whole thing in my mind step by step. The pocketbook, the phone call, Mrs. Gunther, and everything. Oh, now let's go. Come on.
Yeah, but first, don't you think that you ought to take the...
Well, Andy, look here. Is you under the impression that I am stupid? Is you trying to insinuate that I don't know every move I'm making? Now, come on, let's go.
Kingfish.
What is it?
You done put the money in your hat, and you're wearing the pocketbook on top of your head.
Oh, wait a minute.
If you're still watching television on an old small-screen set, or if you have no set at all, we've got good news for you. Good news about the biggest big-screen buy since TV began. It's the great new 21-inch CBS television console with TV's newest feature, sweep tuning, and TV's happiest price, only $199.95. What a set this is. It's a big, powerful instrument with a giant 21-inch screen. It has the new super-powered CBS Century chassis that features today's most important electronic advances, including an extremely sensitive built-in antenna. As a result, this console gives you brilliant, needle-sharp pictures and rich, clear sound, not just in ideal broadcast locations, but in fringe areas, too. Here is a set engineered to give you years of viewing pleasure. You get all this and a handsome console cabinet, too, for just $199.95, including federal tax and warranty. Go see this superb new CBS television console. It's TV's outstanding value.
Well, now, Andy, we all set. I got the pocketbook here with the money in it.
Yeah, now, you sure you remember how that English fella pulled the gimmick?
Oh, sure, I remember the gimmick. Yeah, now watch this. I'll toss it out there on the sidewalk. Now we'll step back here and wait.
Yeah. Oh, look, here comes a fella. Say, he don't look like we ought to have too much trouble with him, neither.
Yeah, look at him there. You know, it's been my experience that a fella who wears a Palm Beach suit in the wintertime usually ain't as bright as he should be.
Yeah. Hey, look at there. Look, I think he sees it. Yeah, he sees it. Go to work, Kingfish.
Excuse me, old chap, but I believe I see that pocketbook first.
You speaking to me?
I say, I believe I see the pocketbook first.
What pocketbook?
Pocketbook laying right down there, right there.
Dude. I don't see no pocketbook.
Of course you did, laying right there.
Oh, the daddy.
Excuse me for protruding here. I happens to be innocent bystander. I think you both seed the pocketbook at the same time.
Yeah, certainly. Now, the important thing to do, mister, is to find the rightful owner, ain't it?
Yeah, I guess you ever lost it. I'd like it back.
Now, the first thing to do is to open the pocketbook and see if we can find some clue to the rightful owner.
Yeah, that's the thing to do, all right, stranger.
Yeah, now let me open the thing. Well, how you like that? Must be $400 or $500 in there. You seen it with your own eyes, didn't you, mister?
The cheapest. It did look like a lot of money.
Now, while I was looking in there, I seen it belonged to Mrs. Robert Gunther, 1543 Riverside Drive. I see the phone number in there, too.
Yeah, I seen it, too.
I'll bet if we took the pocketbook over to her, she'd be glad to get it back.
Yeah, we could walk right over.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. That ain't the way it worked. Wait a minute, sir. right now is where I pops into the apothecary and calls up Miss Gunther.
Yeah, that's right. You catches her in a spituitous mood.
Yeah. Oh, whatever you say.
Yeah, certainly. Now, me and this total stranger, Miss Brown here, will go in the drugstore and call up. Now, she might offer us a reward.
The reward? Oh, boy.
Yeah, now, I tell you what. You wait here, mister. We'll be right back. Come on, Andy, come on.
Look at him out there, King Vic. Boy, we really got a dodo with this boy, ain't we?
Hey, he ain't even watching us.
Nah.
Oh, this is like taking candy from a baby, boy. Enough of this. Come on, let's get back.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back so soon?
Yes, sir. Miss Gunther say that she's coming right over. She really happy already. She says she's going to bring us $100 reward just for us.
$100? Oh, that's keen.
And when she gets here, why, we'll split the thing.
Oh, that'll be fine.
By the way, ain't you got to go someplace?
Did go someplace?
Yeah, don't you have an important engagement?
Yeah, ain't you got to meet your solicitor or something?
Oh, no. I'm going to stay here until Aunt Mrs. Gunther gets here with my share of the reward.
Oh, well, if that's all holding you up, old biscuit head, why, I'll be glad to advance you your share of the reward now. Yeah, see, I tell you what, I'll take it right out of the pocketbook here now. After all, it's Mrs. Gunther's money.
Hey, look, you think this is the right thing to do?
Oh, certainly it is. There you are. Now, wait a minute. Give it to you right here. 10, 20, 30, 40, and 10 is $50.
Thank you. It's nice meeting you. Well, goodbye.
Yeah, so long, mister.
Ha, ha, ha. We really pulled the wool over his eyes, didn't we?
Say, Kingfish, tell me something. Did this thing work all right?
Oh, certainly, Andy. He went off with $50. We got $50 here in the pocketbook. So we ends up with a grand total of $150.
Yeah, but if we only got $50 left in the pocketbook,
where at do we get the other $100?
Where do we get it? We just wait here till Mrs. Gunther brings it to us. Oh, Andy, the thing to do is to wait right here. Yeah. It's a good day for singing a song. It's a great day to yodel. Hey, by the way, Riverside Drive is only around the block. She's taking a long time getting here, ain't she?
You know something, Kingfish? It seemed to me like she took a long time getting here the last time, too.
Listen, numbskull, what is you talking about the last time? The trick is that there ain't no Mrs. Gunther. Don't you realize that she is a Tickfish's character?
Yeah, well, if she's a Tickfish's character, what is we doing waiting for?
Well, don't you see, the gimmick is...
Oh, the gimmick.
Yeah, the gimmick, you see, the thing, I mean, holy mackerel, Andy. We've been swindled. That fellow was a crook. That's who he was.
Yeah, that's the story, Amos. The Kingfish done tried the pocketbook gimmick, but it backfired on him.
Well, why in the world did he try a crazy thing like that, Andy?
He needed the rent money. It wasn't his fault that fella turned out to be a crook. And the Kingfish phoned that Sergeant Mulvaney again at the police. He told him they ought to get after them type of fellas.
Well, this is the worst nonsense I ever heard. Where's that crazy Kingfish now?
He's out with the pocketbook trying it again.
That Kingfish is trying to pull the same thing again?
Yeah. He done wrapped the $50 around a wad of paper to make it look like there's a lot of money in the pocketbook, and he done memorized the gimmick good this time. He say this time he can't make no mistake.
Oh, Andy, I ain't never heard of such a thing. That is a crazy... I done see that pocketbook first.
Oh, you did. And I suppose now you call Mrs. Gunther and we wait here for the reward.
Wait a minute, mister. How you know all this?
How do I know? You're the guy we had the complaints on. Come with me. I'm Sergeant Mulvaney of the police department.
Oh, no! No!
Well, folks, we'd like to say goodnight now for our sponsor, CBS Columbia, manufacturers of America's most advanced radio and television receivers.
That's right, folks. These sets are engineered by CBS Columbia.
We're inviting all of you to go in and see the brand new CBS Columbia sets for 1955. And when you do, would you be kind enough to tell the dealer it was Amos and Andy who invited you? Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
Be sure to be with us at this same time next Sunday for the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell. Tonight's program was brought to you by CBS Columbia, manufacturers of full-fidelity television receivers. And for a real treat in TV entertainment, tune in Life with Father, presented every week by CBS Columbia over the CBS Television Network. See your paper for time and station. Now, stay tuned for Armis Brooks, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.